Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:32 p.m. on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Present today are Representative Carpenter, Representative Lavon, Representative Edgman, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Wohl, myself, Co-Chair Merrick, and with us we have Representative Zolkowski today, as well as Representative Thompson. This afternoon, we will hear an introduction and public testimony on House Bill 313, Village Public Safety Officer Grants, by Representative Zolkowski. Let the record reflect we are now joined by Vice Chair Ortiz. If folks online or on Teams could please mute themselves, that would be helpful. And welcome to House Finance, Representative Zolkowski. If yourself and your staff would like to come forward, put yourselves on the record, and we can begin your presentation.
Good afternoon, Guyana. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. For the record, my name is Representative Tiffany Zolkowski, and I proudly represent House District 38. Thank you, Co-Chair Merrick, Foster, and members of the House Finance Committee. House Bill 313 seeks to implement 8 of the 9 recommendations of the Joint Legislative VPSO Working Group's 2020 report. Created in the late 1970s, the Village Public Safety Officer, or VPSO program's stated purpose is to assist in the protection of life and property and coordinate probation and parole in rural communities. Currently, 10 entities operate VPSO grants. 8 of the 10 grantees are regionally based nonprofit corporations whose missions are to cultivate self-determination among local tribal citizens. 1 is a federally recognized tribe, and the Northwest Arctic Borough, a home rule regional government seated in Kotzebue, is the only grantee organization that is a municipal government. While the VPSO program has provided valuable service to participating areas, the past decade has seen shrinking numbers of VPSOs, significant difficulty in recruitment and retention of officers, and community needs that surpass the current duties of VPSOs. There is undoubtedly a need to address the crisis in public safety infrastructure and service throughout rural Alaska. On May 9th, 2019, the presiding officers of both legislative bodies announced the creation of a bicameral, bipartisan, joint House-Senate working group to provide substantive policy recommendations related to the VPSO program. Appointed to the working group were Co-Chair Representative Chuck Kopp, Co-Chair Senator Donnie Olson, Senator Mike Schauer, Representative Bryce Edgman, Representative George Rauscher, and Senator Cliff Bishop. The working group was assigned to coordinate with stakeholders to examine the underlying causes of the recruitment and retention obstacles and provide proposals to turn around the epidemic rate of personnel turnover within the VPSO program. The working group held meetings, attended community meetings, participated in listening sessions, and worked with stakeholders across the state to arrive at the proposals outlined in this report. The proposals primarily address the core problem of increasing the number of VPSOs available to communities. House Bill 313 incorporates the 8 of the 9 working group short-term recommendations. The 9th recommendation was removed after being deemed unnecessary thanks to the incredible cooperation between the Department of Public Safety and the VPSO coordinators. In short today, and I know that we're operating on a condensed timeline, what I wanted to highlight is that the work reflected within House Bill 313 is a significant accomplishment of shared goals and achievement and proposal recommendations put forward by both the Department of Public Safety as well as the VPSO contractors throughout Alaska. It also reflects a lot of work having gone through the 31st legislature and having been vetted through a couple of previous committees, and is the product that you see before you. Madam Co-Chair, just in the interest of time, my staff is prepared to go through a sectional, but given the tight time frame for Finance Committee today, I'd be happy to move to invited testimony and answer questions after that, if time allows.
Thank you. I think that if we need a sectional analysis, we can do that at the next meeting. But I did want to thank you, Representative, for bringing House Bill 313 forward. I chair the subcommittee for the Department of Public Safety, and Representative Lavon and I have seen, gotten a close look at the VPSO program and the challenges that it's faced. So we appreciate that. So if there are no questions, we will move right on to invited testimony. Our first testifier is Joel Hart. Director of the Public Safety Officer Operations. Pardon me, Director of Village Public Safety Officer Operations in the Department of Public Safety. Welcome, Mr. Hart, if you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony. It's nice to see you again.
Good afternoon, Madam Co-Chair, members of the committee. My name is Joel Hard, Director of Village Public Safety Officer Program, Department of Public Safety. As you just mentioned, Madam Co-Chair, I've had the pleasure of speaking with a fair number of the committee members in subcommittee or other hearings about the VPSO program in detail, and I'm here pleased to voice my support for this bill. A lot of very good work has gone into this bill, work begun by the legislature and the VPSO working group, and Representative Zolkowski's hard work brings this as a vehicle for potential change to the VPSO program. I think all of us hope for progression of this bill results in a better program with greater flexibility. Flexibility I spoke of in just about every hearing that I've had the opportunity to testify in, and supporting this bill is an effort in that direction. I guess I'll just talk about three key things in this bill that I think are really important. Flexibility of the grants that include supports for things like infrastructure. For a long time, there's been a narrow interpretation of the statute that authorizes village public safety officers, and I think it goes to the difficulties of retention. If you don't have the infrastructure in terms of housing or office space to support these officers, we're always going to have difficulty retaining them. It also goes to the difficulties in the program that left villages out, those that didn't have the ability to participate by providing housing or office space, weren't allowed to participate to the extent they could, and those that could perhaps couldn't sustain those facilities for very long. And this allows the program to be interpreted more broadly and allows funding to be devoted to those supports. It's a critical piece that I think has been missing in the program. Another feature is the flexibilities in staffing brought about by this bill. The allowance for more than one VPSO in a village and traveling VPSOs are key to that. Those have been used before, but they haven't been consistently supported by the department. And by putting this right in the bill, I think it gives the department clarity in what is allowed and what's not allowed, and consistency for the grantees in terms of building their programs around the statute. And the last piece I would highlight, Madam Co-Chair, is the enhanced VPSO training. It's clear that the VPSO program that we initiated 40 years ago is not a program that has matured in many of the villages across rural Alaska. Many villages have asked VPSOs to step into a law enforcement role that has been pressured mostly because of lack of other resources. And this bill recognizes that and actually articulates the law enforcement functions that are asked of these people into the duties and responsibilities portions of the statute. And I think that's going to be a critical piece in terms of making sure we're training people for the things that we ask them to do. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. I know we're pressed for time, but I'm happy to answer any questions beyond that. But those are the three big pieces of this bill that I think are hugely important to the department, and we're very grateful for the work of the legislature and Representative Zolkowski in forwarding this bill. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Hart. Are there questions from the committee? Co-Chair Foster.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I just wanted to say, Mr. Hart, that I really appreciate hearing your perspective on all this. It sounds like you're very supportive, and it's very refreshing to hear that you know, we've got you at the helm there, so appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Director Hard, thank you so much for your testimony today. We appreciate you being here. Next is Richard Peterson, President of Central Council of Tlingit and Haida. Welcome, Mr. Peterson. If you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony.
Thank you and good afternoon. My name is Shakya Ish, Richard Peterson, and I serve as the President of Tlingit and Haida. And Representative Merrick, members of House Finance Committee, Gunakchi Shawa, for the opportunity to come and speak with you today about House Bill 313. Tlingit and Haida is the largest tribe in Alaska with over 33,000 enrolled tribal citizens across the state of Alaska, the nation, and the world. The VPSO program fills a critical need in these communities that don't have direct access to Alaska state troopers or other public safety infrastructures. Tlingit and Haida runs the Village Public Safety Officer Program for the Southeast Region and has officers in the communities of Heidelberg, Saxman, Cake, Angoon, Pelican, Kasan, and Thorne Bay. Again, I want to thank you so much for considering this bill. We are pleased to testify today in support of House Bill 313. VPSOs are a critically important partner to the Department of Public Safety and the Alaska State Troopers. The role of the VPSO has evolved over the years, but state statute and regulations have not kept up. The Department of Public Safety has been an excellent partner with VPSOs in recent years, implementing enhancements to the program, elevating the VPSO program in the commissioner's office, and improving grants management. That said, we have a great non-controversial bipartisan opportunity to advance the work of the VPSO working group while we have this momentum in state government toward improved rural public safety. Implementing the working group recommendations through legislation will vastly improve conditions in rural Alaska. VPSOs and the Department of Public Safety are both committed to providing rural Alaska with high quality public safety and to making our community safer. The VPSOs play an integral role and delivery of public safety services in Alaska. VPSOs are on the front lines in rural Alaska. We provide a critical service alongside the Department of Public Safety, which can contracts with 10 entities to provide law enforcement and public safety services to rural Alaska. VPSO contractors are committed to recruitment and retention, and we believe updating the program to explicitly allow expenditures for equipment, infrastructure, transportation, facility upkeep, training, and increased geographic presence all would help increase the productivity and service longevity of the VPSO program. Again, thank you for the opportunity to testify. Tlingit and Haida stands committed to partnering with the state to find solutions to provide public safety to all of our communities.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peterson. Are there questions from the committee? I see none. Thank you so much for testifying today. We appreciate it. Our final invited testimony today is Brian Ridley. He is the chief and chairman of Tanana Chiefs Conference. Mr. Ridley, welcome to House Finance. Chief, if you could state your name, affiliation, and begin your testimony.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the House Finance Committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today in support of House Bill 313. For the record, my name is Brian Ridley, and I'm the chief chairman of Tanana Chiefs Conference. I'm Han Athabascan and a tribal member of the Native Village of Eagle, and I live in Fairbanks. The TCC region covers an area of 235,000 square miles, or just smaller than the state of Texas, in interior Alaska, serving 42 communities, including 37 federally recognized tribes. TCC is one of 10 partner entities that provide village public safety officer services through an annual negotiated grant with the Alaska Department of Public Safety. We are supportive of the VPSO program today and have been a grantee since the program's inception. In addition to calling in on behalf of TCC, I'm also calling on behalf of the Alaska Regional Coalition, which includes the Tanana Chiefs Conference, Manilik, Kuwerik, Chugachmute, and Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And on behalf of the 100 communities and approximately 65,000 people we represent, we are united in our support for House Bill 313. Over the years, the needs of communities and the expectations for the VPSO program have evolved beyond the original concepts encoded in statute. The statutory changes contained in House Bill 313 would update and modernize the program to reflect the realities on the ground in our communities and codify what successful administration of the program looks like. House Bill 313 would enhance our ability as a grantee to recruit and retain BPSOs, and it would reset the program to reflect the current excellent working relationship we have with DPS, which is as good as it's ever been. The BPSO reform is one of our highest priorities this year. Well, we are thankful to Representative Zilkowski for carrying this important legislation forward. We also thank Representative Edgman for helping to initiate the BPSO review process that got us to where we are today. Prior to the legislative working group formation back in 2016, we recognized the need for a BPSO contractor caucus where all the BPSO grantees could work together to agree on proposed solutions for the BPSO contract and standard operating procedures. Through these meetings, it became clear that the program must be reformed to provide flexibility so that it can be reflective of the needs at the local level in rural Alaska to ensure the safety of our community members. Once the legislative working group formed, we found that the legislature truly wanted to work in partnership with stakeholders, including our chiefs and tribal leaders, to truly reform the program. We are grateful for the time spent with our tribal leaders and the effort put in attending the Alaska Tribal Unity Gathering, the Alaska Federation of Natives Annual Convention, and other stakeholder meetings. This is a tribute to working together. It shows that good work can be accomplished when tribal consultation is part of reform. We were welcomed to your table, and in return, you are welcome to ours. The changes that DPS has already made because of the working group process has resulted in doubling of VPSOs in our region, although we still only have VPSOs in 27% of our communities. We are committed to working toward a day where there are fewer communities with zero public safety presence. Related to that, a couple of years ago, my cousin, the chief of Eagle at the time, was also the health aide and had to respond to a public safety situation. With no VPSO, she had to respond with two men with their rifles in order to do her first responder job. I ask all of you to think about that and what our small communities are called on to do when there's no law enforcement. Had this bill been enforced back then, my tribe might have had a roving VPSO that could have responded with her. This bill includes the ability for individual VPSOs to serve multiple communities or for more than one VPSO per community to reduce burnout and ensure coverage for more of the year. That's just one example of the many improvements to the program that will surely lead to improved public safety in our state. If there ever was a bill to support that will make direct lasting impact on the lives of thousands of Alaskans, this is it. I would ask that all of you please support House Bill 313. TCC also wishes to thank the committee for approving VPSO funding in its committee substitute version of the FY23 operating budget. We're hopeful that the changes embodied in House Bill 313 and the resources included in the budget will result in additional boots on the ground in our communities and a renewed sense of optimism in the region. Thank you again for your time, and I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ridley. Questions from the committee? I see none. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
With that, we will move to public testimony on House Bill 313. I'm opening public testimony. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 313? I see none. We will move online. It looks like we have one testifier. In the wonderful town of Eagle River, we have Jackie Boyer with Native People Action. Welcome to House Finance. Can you please state your name, affiliation, and begin your two-minute testimony?
Hi, good afternoon, Co-Chairs Foster and Merrick and members of the House Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Jackie Boyer, and I'm the Campaign and Policy Director for Native People's Action. NPA is a statewide organization that works to uplift and ensure Alaska Natives are heard at all levels of policymaking, advocating for wellness of our people and our ways of life and transforming social systems. NPA supports HB 313, and we thank Representative Zilkowski and Senator Olson and the Department of Public Safety for their leadership and work on this critical piece of legislation. Implementing the recommendations of the VPSO working group is the next logical step after clear outlines of needed changes were made in the report. flexibility in the program, funding unfunded mandates and indirect costs, adding clarification and codification statute, consulting those who are the boots on the ground, restoring funding levels are all tools in the toolkit to really bolster up this program and not only support the first line of defense in rural Alaska, but also address the recruitment and retention issues that the program has faced over the years. The legislature has heard powerful stories of how needed and crucial BPSOs are in rural Alaska, and we ask that you uplift and support those who spend their time supporting our community members by passing this piece of legislation. And Guyana, for your time and all your work this session.
Thank you very much, Ms. Boyer. We appreciate you calling in today. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. Oh, pardon me. Let me close public testimony on House Bill 313. I see no one further online. House Finance back on the record, and we have Kelly Howe with the Department of Public Safety here to go over the fiscal notes. It looks like one is a zero fiscal note, so first we will go over control code ZVSTO. Welcome, Ms. Howe. Please put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair and Co-Chair Foster, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kelly Howell. I'm the Special Assistant to the Commissioner and Legislative Liaison for the Department of Public Safety. Fiscal note number one is OMB Component 3200. It is the Statewide Support Appropriation Criminal Justice Information Systems Program Allocation. And this is a zero fiscal note. It would require our Criminal Records and Identification Bureau to audit the grantee organizations, as they will now be receiving criminal justice information. They'll be the recipients of the background check information. As such, they are required to comply and adhere to FBI criminal justice information security policies and are audited by the Department of Public Safety, as are other agencies that receive this information. Because there are just the 10 grantee organizations, the department is able to absorb the audits that would be required under this or under that policy. The second fiscal note, Madam Co-Chair, is OMB component number 3047. It is the Village Public Safety Officer Appropriation and also the Village Public Safety Officer Program Allocation. This fiscal note is requesting one long-term non-perm state trooper position to conduct the background checks that are required under this bill, as well as funding for the psychological examinations for VPSOs who would be required to, or for VPSOs, excuse me, that would be carrying firearms. So the first year costs would be $122,200, and that is the cost of the position, as well as the cost to put all existing VPSOs through the psychological examination, and then continuing on the cost of the position and a smaller number of VPSOs to have those background, or excuse me, the psychological evaluations conducted.
Great, thank you. Are there questions on the fiscal note? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Kelly, I'm just curious about, we're talking about hiring a person to be a basically investigator and to work on these different requirements, but I see nothing in here for travel. Are they going to be all done remotely, or how are they supposed to be able to perform their duties?
Representative Thompson, through the chair, the individual would be a long-term non-perm. Generally, we hire retired state troopers to be these background investigators. They are based generally in Anchorage, although it could be based in another location. Travel is generally not required. They conduct the background investigations through other sources, you know, phone calls and through internet searches and things of that nature, and accessing the criminal justice information that we receive, that we have access to through the FBI as well as the Alaska Public Safety Information Network. So travel is not necessary for this position.
Representative Thompson.
Through the Chair, the firearm certification, how will that be done without having them travel to location or somebody going up to certify them in their village?
Representative Thompson, through the chair, the firearms qualifications training that is conducted is done at the Public Safety Training Academy in Sitka. All VPSOs currently attend the full 18-week academy, and so receive that training during that time.
Thank you very much. I see no further questions. Thank you, Ms. Howe, and I will invite Representative Zulkowski to come up for some closing comments.
For the record again, Representative Zulkowski, to the chair and co-chair and members of the House Finance Committee, we spent a good time of work on this bill in its initial iteration in the 31st legislature and when it was reintroduced this year, and just really appreciate the opportunity and the heart and intent behind looking to move it. We're hopeful the Senate bill should hopefully be moving soon, and you know, I just really want to thank Commissioner Cockrell as well as Director Hard and all of the tribal contractors who really came together in good faith, in good spirit to negotiate, ensuring that there's resiliency and continued resources provided to all of the VPSO programs across Alaska. I have always said and continue to say that every Alaskan should feel safe regardless of where they live, and I think this bill does a good job in helping us take a step in that direction.
Thank you very much. Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative, for bringing House Bill 313 before the Finance Committee. And I'd like to echo the comments made by the Chair. It was my honor to chair the subcommittee in the 31st legislature, and I could tell you there's a material change in attitude and belief that's happened in the 4 years since you and I, Madam Chair, served together in the 31st. So I'm happy to see this, and I hope it quickly moves through the body, and we can do these improvements as presented. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative LeBon, and we will anxiously await the Senate bill to arrive. So thank you, Representative Zulkowski. With that, I see nothing further from the committee. This concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Our next meeting is tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Again, that's a time change, 1 p.m. We will consider amendments to House Bills 272 and 273, which are an increase in the BSA. And then we will hear an introduction of House Bill 170, Energy Independence Program. Thank you all. With that, at 1:59 p.m., we are adjourned.